We are back for the second half of the session, and I guess the preliminary thing on a lot of folks' minds, at least in this building right now, is the budget, which right now still is in the House.
There's good progress being made on the budget. It passed the House of Representatives this week, and then the next process that it will come over to the Senate, so we'll probably get it in the Senate Appropriations Committee late next week. In that, I think one of the most interesting parts of the budget proposal, the governor had proposed an increase of $278 million for the foundation formula. Foundation formula is what basically funds our public schools. And the House agreed to that number of $278 million, but they wanted to have $100 million of that from general revenue, $22 million of that from higher proceeds of gaming and lottery proceeds, and then $155 million out of something called the Tier 1 and 2 Tier Program. And so if and only if general revenue increases by what the governor anticipates, will that additional $155 million be appropriated to schools?
Huge undertaking, as always, with the budget. And this year, pretty much on track with most years. It's usually end of March, first part of April, when the Senate Appropriations Committee at least sees the budget.
You know, it just takes a lot of time. The real process starts when the governor unveils his budget numbers at the State of the State. And that was done on January 21st of this year. And then the House really starts working on it in earnest. That actually takes a couple of months. And so to have them get that done just right after spring break is very good. That will give the Senate about a month or so to work on it. And then if there's any differences, then we'll kind of iron that out with the House. Our deadline is May 9th at 6 p.m., and I have every thought that we will get done on time and meet our constitutional deadline.
Also this week, your Senate Education Committee hearing another huge bill. There have been a lot of big bills in education this year. This one pertains to Common Core.
We had a very good hearing in the Senate Education Committee this week on Common Core. Common Core deals with assessments on our students in our public schools, and it's pretty controversial. We heard primarily from the people who are supporting a bill from Senator Lamping and Senator Emery that puts the brakes on Common Core at least for a year. And so most of the folks that testified this week were those who supported the bill who philosophically would be opposed to Common Core. Had just a few moments to hear from the opposition to the legislation, and then next week we'll continue that hearing, so we'll hear more that are in opposition to the bill. The way I see it as Senate Education Chair, that these very, very tough, important issues need to be heard. And you really can't rush them. I mean, people need to have a chance to say their views and to really let it sink in with all the members of the Education Committee so they can make good decisions about the future of this very, very important topic of Common Core.
Is it late in the session? I realize we're 8 weeks from the end. With a bill like that and another set of hearings on it next week, does that create a situation where there's less time than maybe the sponsor I would imagine would like to have for floor debate?
Well, I did offer to the sponsor in early March that they could hear the bill well before spring break, and it was somewhat their decision to do it after spring break. I think they wanted to bring some outside experts to testify, and that's fine. You know, to me, you just have to be very diligent and just keep working on it and realize that you don't have an infinite amount of time, and so just keep plugging away. And, you know, until May 16th at 6 p.m., we've got time to get it done. So, you know, I'm confident that if it's the will of the committee, the will of the body, that we'll have plenty of time to discuss it on the Senate floor.